Crafters. That sucks. I lost all of this.
Good morning. Thanks for contacting Crafty. My name is Teresa. Can you please provide me with your email address?
Yes, it's Wendy Rose 124 at gmail.com.
That's the number one.
Yeah, 124.
No, ma'am, you said 1B Rose.
No, Wendy, Wendy.
Okay, Wendy Rose. Okay.
Yeah, Wendy Rose 124 at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. How can I assist you?
I'm going to let my husband say, because I don't understand all the technical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're having difficulty logging into our account. It's coming up as a server error.
It's saying that her membership has expired.
Membership has expired. Okay, well, what does it take to keep the membership going?
When you log into crafty.com, she can put in her email and her password and sign in. And when it shows up, it may say that you don't have a membership. Click here, and then when she clicked there, she has the option to choose her membership.
Okay, the account's been open for quite some time. There's numerous purchased lessons.
Yeah, I had 62 classes. The latest.
Okay.
Do you see my 62 classes?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I'm about to freak out because I just talked to somebody. And they changed my email address, and they gave me a temporary password.
Mm-hmm.
She said that there was 62 classes in there, which is what I have. She could see them. And she said, I just tried logging in too many times. Okay, so we're going to have a problem. I need my classes, and I purchased them.
Okay, so if you don't see your classes, they should be under your account dashboard.
Well, do you
like,
see them?
If you purchase, I'm not on your page. Give me just a second, okay?
Okay, thank you. I need to talk to somebody who can help me here. Well, I need to get in, and this is wrong.
So you had at least 62 classes, correct?
That's correct. That's what you
okay,
told
so,
me. Okay,
yes, ma'am. So I see your classes. If you attempted to try to log in several times on your end, then it may have locked your IP. So therefore, you're not able to sign in right now at this moment. It may take up to 24 hours unless you call your internet provider and have them to take the IP lock off. But I can't see your classes. I am able to log into your account and view your videos as well.
Okay, and is it showing then I'm a member?
No, you're not a member, but if you purchase classes, those are your forever classes. Those are classes that
okay,
you own. So
you
don't need a membership to watch the classes that you purchase. Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. Okay, so my husband, so I went under my data and it wouldn't let me in either. So a different IP address.
Okay, did you use the password that she reset it to?
I did.
Okay, give me just a second. Okay, so can you go ahead and log in? Can you type in that email address and just let me know once you get to the password?
Okay, so I'm going back in to sign in. and it's wendyrose124@gmail.com because she changed it, right?
It is. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now I'm on password.
Okay, give me just a second. Okay, and what did she change the password to? Was it lowercase ABC123 or was it capital?
She said lowercase.
Okay, give me just a second. Okay, so try typing in capital ABC, all capital letters.
Mm-hmm.
123.
Says the same thing. Oops, a server error has occurred. Please try again.
Okay, so that may just be from your end.
Okay.
So what do we do to change things on our end to get to your
end? You can call your internet provider and have them to take off the lock, the IP lock.
Okay.
Because I'm able to log in on her account from my end.
Okay. Now we've got we turned off our Wi-Fi, so it had nothing to do with my service provider.
Okay. No, sir. If the internet provider puts a lock on your IP, you have to contact them to take the lock off. It wouldn't matter if you unplug it and plug it back up.
No.
If there's a lock on it.
So both my data, Verizon, and Comcast are two different entities.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand. So we were on Wi-Fi. And I understand that ISP lock was done by, I guess, Comcast, the ISP. But we turned the Wi-Fi off on the phone. Okay, and we're now on Verizon data. That's a different IP address, correct?
Okay, give me just a second. I'm still here.
Okay.
And now the pictures are coming up when I just went into crafty.com instead of my app.
Okay.
So do I need to download the app again since you switched over to all this stuff?
Okay, so you are trying to log in from an app?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have a Crafty app, so that could be the thing. We don't have a Crafty app, but if you try to log in just from either Google Chrome, Safari, Internet Explorer, then you can log in. We're actually working on getting an app.
So you don't have an app anymore.
That is correct.
Okay, that's probably 3/4 of the problem.
Okay, so now into account dashboard. So.
Have you seen your stuff?
Well, I'm not so processed. Okay, let's see. Okay, so I have my classes. So how do I change my password then?
It should give you the option. It should say password, and then you click on it and reset your password. The old password that you would type in is capital ABC123.
Okay, I'll figure that out. Thank you. So that was the issue. I was going in through the app that I've always had.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys discontinued that. When did you do that?
We didn't discontinue the app. We transferred over from Blueprint to Crafty. So now we have to reload everything.
Okay.
And they're actually working on an app now. So you will have to only go in through Safari, Google, Internet Explorer, just your regular browser.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your help.
Thanks for contacting Crafty. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye-bye. So the Crafty app, I'm just going to delete it, right? It's no good. Just bookmark that.
I want to know how to change my password.
Maybe go up to account settings, click your little name up there, Wendy.
Oh, dashboard.
Profile. Password. Old password, ABC123.
Okay, current password.
Okay, all caps.